Morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Great to have you with us. Joining us by phone, we have Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. I know we got a couple of things to talk about that have happened in the last week, but anything happened in the last day or two that we don't already know about?
Nothing except we had a fatal fire yesterday up off of Springdale that we assisted the fire marshal with in the Pensacola Fire Department, but other than that, no.
Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting one because, you know, you guys were involved in this, even though it's a fire, which wouldn't normally be, you know, Pensacola Fire would be the ones to respond, but you guys said you were helping the state fire marshal. Why would PPD be involved in a fire response?
Well, because there was a death investigation, and we respond to any death that's outside of a medical facility, so which includes a fire, and we go over there to help secure the scene, document evidence, and see if there was a crime involved or not. We don't have any reason to believe that there was a crime involved at this particular time at that location, but fire scenes can change quickly, and they need to be documented as quickly as possible and secured, and that's what we were up there doing.
Okay, so this would be theoretically, and again, in this particular case, it doesn't seem that way. Of course, you got to wait for the investigation to fulfill, but you know, theoretically, if you had an arson, or theoretically, if you had a fire after some kind of a violence incident or something like that, you guys are there for the just in case to see if anything like that's the case. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, because evidence, again, at a fire scene can change very quickly. It can be gone if it's not protected. So that's what we're up there for, and to make sure that nothing, you know, nothing was amiss, and to assist the state fire marshal who investigates fires.
All right, that makes perfect sense. We also had a sad incident. We had you guys had identified or found a body at Bartram Park of a female who you wound up identifying, right?
Yeah, she was 55-year-old from Pensacola. We're still looking into what exactly happened there. We don't have anything definite yet, but when we do, I'll put that out.
Okay, so that is still an ongoing investigation and nothing yet to report. By the way, just, you know, for people who don't hear you and I talk about this often enough, just because you don't put anything out doesn't mean that you know nothing, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's things that we can't put out because it could hamper the investigation, and ultimately it could cost us in court. So we have to be very careful with the information that we put out. It's not that we want to hide it from anybody, but we have to maintain the integrity of the investigation. That's priority one, is to maintain the integrity and to make sure that we're able to prosecute that case.
Yeah, it's kind of a basic, but a lot of people don't really understand that the, you know, maintaining, you know, sort of information close to the vest allows you to vet witnesses and to make sure that they know what they're talking about or not. And it allows you to pursue leads. And as you say, it preserves evidence and the ability to manage a court case. And ultimately, your job is to prosecute criminals and solve crimes, not to talk to me. I'm secondary. And though we all want to know more, there's always that problem of, you know, the first job has got to be the first job. And so, I certainly always appreciate that. This is more of a curiosity question because, you know, we had talked to Alan Gray about the lighting and the project that's going on 3 Mile Bridge. And we'd broken that news that there's this big project to turn it into this massive light display. I know you happen to work the 3 Mile Bridge. A lot of times you're the evening, you know, extra duty or whatever. Have you had a chance to see these lights in the testing phase and operational phase?
Yeah, just about every night this week and a little bit of last week, they're lighting that bridge up. They're testing the lights, different colors. And, Andrew, when this bridge is going to be done, it's going to be just beautiful at night. And it's going to be you'll see it whenever somebody mentions Pensacola or uses Pensacola in an ad or something like that. That's definitely going to be part of that ad because it's going to be beautiful. And, what a sight to see at night. And I'm sure there's been a lot of people to see that. They usually start at around 10 p.m., a little bit later, the testing, once we've got the lanes closed so the electricians can safely work.
I know, you sit in a truck that has the lights on. Do you ever get jealous? Like, I want those lights.
Haven't thought about that.
That sounds like a yes to me, but okay, fair enough. Do you have a myth for us for this week?
Yeah, well, it's not really a myth or a did you know, but it's about a new law in Virginia that bans police from pulling over drivers solely for some safety violations about in reference to their car, and certain types of traffic stops have also been banned in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Seattle. And we can't forget that Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, was stopped by an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper for a missing license plate. And Ted Bundy was also captured right here in Pensacola on West Cervantes Street because he had a light out. So, you know, any street cop will tell you about all the felons, drugs, and weapons and impaired drivers that they've gotten off the road simply due to an equipment violation on a car. So when people say that officers should be out catching real criminals and not worrying about a license plate light or a taillight, that's why we do it.
Yeah, kind of reminds me when I did a couple of ride-alongs with PPD several years ago, I was it was very impressed by how much of the police work is not responding to some call or an incident, although that is obviously a big part of it too, but it's just that kind of driving around and seeing what you see. And you don't typically drive around and see somebody's got, you know, a big old bag of heroin hanging out the window of their Civic. I mean, that's just not how it works. But you do see people that, you know, they speed or they don't stop or they wiggle and weave or whatever, and then you pull them over and lo and behold, they got a big old bag of heroin in the car. And so, no, it's an interesting observation that in some places they're kind of banning that, post George Floyd and post Ferguson, but that is a key way that you guys solve crimes and discover that crimes are taking place, right?
Yeah, that's true. And also, you know, as minor as they seem to some people, we are bound to enforce local ordinances and state laws. We don't have the choice to choose, you know, and pick and choose those laws. And I think the only time that we would suspend something like that is if there was a court challenge in progress. We might suspend one of those, that specific violation until it was decided in court. Other than that, those are still on the books. Those laws are still on the books, and we must enforce them.
Right. You don't have the discretion to say, no, we're going to ignore that one. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at about this time. Mike, as always, thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate the information and helping keep us safe out there. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.